Anxiety, written by and read by Dr. Mark Cross. Mark Cross is nervous. That was the opening sentence of an article in the Sydney Morning Herald about an ABC TV documentary series called Changing Minds that I featured in. And it pretty much sums it up, because I suffer from anxiety. Oh, and I'm a shrink. For me, anxiety is the red-eyed yeti sitting on the edge of my bed or hovering above me as I, panic-stricken, shift from sleep to full wakefulness in the dead of night, a brute whose burning gaze bores into my inner being. I feel it during bad times, waiting to burst through like a beast from a horror novella. At other times, it seems less angry, appearing to want to hold me and be understood. I've experienced these night terrors since the age of 4, and during stressful times they become more frequent. I was an anxious child. My mother has anxiety. Her mother was on medication for anxiety. My anxiety was compounded by early self-awareness that I was different. As much as I fought it and tried to be normal, I finally acknowledged to myself in my early teens that I was gay. Not that I came out then. Coming out to myself was hard enough. I waited another decade before I confirmed it to my family and friends. Homosexuality at the time was illegal and considered a perversion. Further, homosexuality was categorized as a mental illness, so when I was training as a doctor, I had to hide this part of me, my identity. This took its toll on my health and certainly helped cause my neuroses to worsen. There was no one to talk to, no one offering advice. It has taken me a very long time to adjust to this lack of support when I was younger. In fact, I've identified it as a major perpetuating factor in my anxiety until fairly recently. Over the years, I've experienced moments of migraine-like headaches, with nausea, shallow breathing, heartburn, even vomiting. At times, I become silent in company. My facial expressions become restricted, and I gaze away as if preoccupied, holding my breath without realizing. Often, I'll need to excuse myself and lie down. My yeti is always present. I have the gene for narcolepsy, and I've undergone sleep studies and have been prescribed medication to keep awake. But they make me agitated and unable to sleep. In my family, there's also a history of bipolar affective disorder, and even when I'm not frozen with anxiety, there can be a manic, often frenetic quality to my mood. My foot often finds refuge in my mouth, and if I inadvertently blurt out something unfortunate, the cycle of nocturnal self-doubting, self-recriminating, self-deprecating ruminations make short work of my sleep. I know that the fearful negative thoughts that circle my consciousness like buzzards at a feeding frenzy are just that, my own thoughts. On a functional level, I acknowledge their ridiculous nonsense not to be entertained by my irrational mind. But this just further erodes my positive sense of self. Yes, I know all that, but I still can't make it stop, despite reassurance from loved ones and the benefit of hindsight from past experiences of similar neurotic frenzies.